Night Over Water by Ken Follett. Read by Clive Mantle. It was the most romantic plane ever made. Standing on the dock at Southampton on the day war was declared, Tom Luther peered into the sky, waiting for the plane with a heart full of eagerness and dread. There was a crowd of sightseers. Luther reckoned this must be the ninth time the Pan-American Clipper had landed on Southampton water, but people flocked to look at it, even on the day their country went to war. Luther was an American and hoped his country would stay out of the war. It was none of their business. Besides, the Nazis were tough on communism. Luther's cloth mills had almost been ruined by Reds. He still felt bitter about it. His father's menswear store had been run into the ground by Jews setting up in competition. Then Luther Woolens was threatened by the commies, most of whom were Jews. Then Luther had met Ray Patriarca, and his life had changed. Patriarca's people knew what to do about communists. One hothead got his hand caught in a loom. A Union recruiter was killed in a hit-and-run. Two men who complained about breaches of safety regulations finished up in hospital. A woman troublemaker's house burned down. Since then, there had been no unrest. Patriarca knew what Hitler knew: crush communists like cockroaches. Across the estuary at Hythe, a launch put out from the Imperial Airways flying boat dock, checking for floating debris. An eager murmur went up from the crowd. "Here it comes!" a small boy shrilled, pointing southwest.